If Jesus is God, he can't stop being God. Otherwise, God is not God. Do you want a God who can stop being God? No, you don't want a God who can forget. You don't want a God who doesn't remember you. No, God remains God. And with the Lord Jesus Christ, he never stopped being God, but he surrendered an independent exercise of his divine attributes. That's why he spent a lot of time in prayer, to find out day by day what his Father's will was. I have not come to do my own will. He could. He's God. But the will of the Father who sent me. So he says, Father, you always know I do your will. I do your will. So when he went through his earthly life, there were those times when he exercised his deity, and John is the one in his gospel that emphasizes that, the deity of the Lord Jesus. But he also emphasizes the humanity of the Lord, and that's when he learned. Luke tells us, who is a doctor, very interested in the virgin birth, as I said, he has the scoop of the century. He's got this virgin birth, but he tells us the details of the earthly life of the Lord Jesus at the beginning, and it tells us about his childhood. He grew in knowledge and stature. So when you met the Lord Jesus Christ at home at 5 years of age, he was a five-year-old boy. If you called back 5 years later, how old would he be? 10 years, yes. And if you called back 5 years later after that, he would be a young man and he would be in his apprenticeship as a carpenter. So when he was in fourth grade, he wouldn't know all the lessons in sixth grade. He had to grow up in wisdom, yes. So this is why we find the Lord Jesus Christ going through the earthly phase and growing up and learning under his Father's tutelage. So in other words, he didn't grow up with a snap of the finger and have, in his earthly walk, have all that knowledge. This is a great mystery, brothers and sisters, stay with me. This is a great mystery. While the Lord Jesus Christ was a fetus in the womb of the Virgin Mary, he couldn't stop being God, and he held the whole universe together. Isn't that a mystery? Isn't that a wonder? All things are held together by him. Colossians 1. This is why the early church and the cults say, that's nonsense. He's either got to be God or he's either got to be man. And the controversies down through church history has been, he is too divine to be really human, or he's too human to be really divine. You see that there? And so all of these errors and heresies and cults that are around with us today are struggling with that. But that's not our talk today on the person of the wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. So here is one who is taught. And so this starts here. The Lord God has given me the tongue of one who has been taught, or the learned. That's the meaning of the word here, one who has been taught. And at the end of verse 4, he also mentions his learning, to hear as the learned one, or the learned one. He's learnt, instructed, he was able to pass on the word of the Lord. Now this word means scholar or pupil or disciple, or one who has been taught, or one who has been instructed. Now in Isaiah chapter 8 verse 16, if you wish to turn to it, you have the same Hebrew word, and there it is, disciple. Isaiah 8:16 reads, "Bind up the testimony, seal the law among the disciples." The word disciples there is the same word as the word learned in our passage. So he has been discipled by his father as he grows up. Luke said he grew in knowledge and in stature, in size. Yeah. Notice, one of the things that the servant testifies in this autobiographical section, the reason that the Lord taught him was to do what? Here it is, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. Isn't that interesting? Now in our previous song, we find a little later on, he talks about his ear being touched and his mouth being touched. Let's continue reading. "The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned one, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He wakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear." To hear as the taught one. That's interesting, isn't it? I notice how frequent the instruction was. How frequent was this instruction for this humble servant as he lived out his life? How frequent was that teaching? Daily. Morning by morning. Morning by morning. So morning by morning his ear was touched as he heard the word of the Lord, and his mouth was touched so he could speak a word to him who is weary. Remember the broken reed? Remember the flack that he wouldn't quench? Yes. Oh, and we can say, no, just a minute, he's God, he's got it all. He's got it all. He's ahead of all of us. Now, just a minute. He had to learn this way. He had to learn this way, listening to the voice of God, being prepared. Remember, he was hidden in God's quiver for those years and learning this, getting prepared, being made an instrument for the Lord, that sharp arrow, and so on. So here we have the Lord Jesus Christ learning, and we have him being instructed morning by morning. We often hear we should be baptized because Jesus was baptized. Amen. We should have daily instruction from the Lord because the Lord Jesus took daily instruction from the Lord. We're pretty busy in our lifetime, in our lifestyle, aren't we? Lifestyle, listening to the Lord, yes. His ministry was therapeutic. A word for the weary, a word for the weary. It's a lovely ministry, you know. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes. So on, right throughout the gospel. That lovely word to the true seeker of Christ. Stern words and sharp arrows to the hypocrites, to the religious leaders. He had both, you see. He had both.